North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 14. It's Valentine's Day.
Stephen Zreich has been selected to be the next leader of the Salem Public Schools. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that Zreich was one of four finalists subjected to forums and interviews over the past several weeks and was among 31 applicants for the job and nine to proceed to the closed-door interviews. The decision came after a brief discussion from the school committee. The vote was an invitation to enter contract negotiations as stipulated by the unanimous motion from the school committee Thursday night. The hiring would be effective for July 1, 2020.
The Associated Press is reporting that several explosions rocked a plant in Newburyport that manufactures chemicals used in medicines Thursday morning, blowing a hole in the roof and leading to an evacuation. No injuries were reported, though. Authorities said there is no public health threat resulting from the blast at the building occupied by Sequence North America, formerly PCI Synthesis, in Newburyport. But the explosions come a year after the Occupational Safety and Health Administration found serious violations in the company's management of highly hazardous chemicals, according to online agency records. The company blamed a mechanical issue for Thursday's blast. The statement from the company reads, "At this time, we believe it was a mechanical issue from our steam line and that there was no fire and that the sprinkler system was not discharged." Firefighters responding to an alarm initially went to the building about 4:30 a.m. They encountered heavy black smoke and evacuated the building after hearing three explosions, according to Deputy Fire Chief Stephen Bradbury. There were about 10 workers in the building at the time, but no reports of injuries. One employee was evaluated by emergency medical services at the scene, but declined transportation to the hospital. Three more explosions took place about 15 minutes later. OSHA and a hazmat team responded to the scene, and authorities sent a robot into the building to assess the situation. Numerous tests were conducted, and it was determined that there was no danger to the community. The company, located in a 65,000-square-foot building in an industrial park, said it makes ingredients that are used in medicines. After OSHA inspected the company in January 2019, it was assessed more than $86,000 in fines and eventually settled for $50,000, according to the online agency records. The violations were corrected, and the case is now considered closed. Three nearby businesses were also closed as a precaution.
The Lynn School Committee voted Thursday night to submit a statement of interest to the state for replacement of the 103-year-old Pickering Middle School. This is the city's third attempt to replace Pickering with a new school. The first was voted down in 2017 in a special election. The second was a rejected statement of interest in 2018. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that the committee also voted to submit statements for accelerated repair projects at three other schools. Replacement of the main windows and doors at the Lynn Vocational Technical Institute, a roof repair replacement at the Shoemaker Elementary School, and a boiler replacement at the Sewell Anderson Elementary School. Much more on this school story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Sean Horgan's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. The Conservation Law Foundation on Thursday urged NOAA Fisheries to implement emergency measures to ban all recreational and commercial fishing for Atlantic cod and institute contingencies for large area closures until the beleaguered fishery is rebuilt. In a formal petition delivered Thursday to the Greater Atlantic Regional Fisheries Office in Gloucester and the Washington Office of Commerce, Secretary Wilbur Ross, the CLF, said cod stocks in the Gulf of Maine and on Georgia's Bank remain overfished and with overfishing still occurring. It laid the blame directly at the feet of NOAA Fisheries and the New England Fishery Management Council. Much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Ipswich, there was a house fire, but no one was hurt. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that the initial reports came in at about 11 a.m. yesterday of a fire at a two-apartment building at 72 Turnpike Road, that's Route 1. Smoke was reported to be visible in the roof of the house. It was described as a two-story wood framing structure containing a first and a second floor apartment. A few minutes later, scanner reports indicated that the fire was knocked down and the crews were checking for the spread of flames in the building. Ipswich Deputy Fire Chief Jeffrey French said that the fire was caused by an apparent short circuit in a combination fan heating unit above the second floor bathroom ceiling.
We had a feature earlier this week about the Merrimack River Bald Eagle Festival that's taking place this weekend. And this is a story from the Newburyport Daily News, reported by Heather Alaricio. A bald eagle who couldn't fly and was reported missing from a Connecticut rehabilitation center Monday was found unharmed just days ahead of his star turn at the Merrimack River Eagle Festival this weekend. Mary Beth Kayser, owner and founder of Horizon Wings Raptor Rehabilitation and Education, said Atka, the male bird, was found unharmed on the property late Tuesday morning following an extensive search. Atka, who came to the Ashford, Connecticut nonprofit in 2011 as a one-year-old, cannot fly because of a permanent wing injury. With this injury, he cannot survive on his own in the wild, so Kayser trained him to be an educational ambassador. Kayser said she still anticipates that Atka will take part in the raptor demonstrations at Newburyport City Hall on Saturday. The presentations, part of the Eagle Festival, will feature raptors of all sizes from 10 to 11 a.m. and 12:45 to 1:45 p.m. These demonstrations play an important role in educating people about endangered species and the conservation of wildlife. Melissa Volke, Administrative Coordinator and Development Director at Mass Audubon's Joppa Flats Education Center, said the Rehabilitation Center has been performing the raptor demonstration at the Eagle Festival since 2017, and Atka is the star of the show. More on this in today's Newburyport Daily News.
So we have made it to Friday. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today, a daily news podcast here on msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend ahead, and you can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com.